Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We rejoice in Him and are glad. Well, this morning I would like to encourage you from the Gospel of John, chapter 10 and verse 10. It's a very common and well-known scripture among the Christians. These are the words of Jesus, and He says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, today I'm going to talk about protecting your marriage, because the very important aspect is that right from the inception of a family, of a marital relationship, the enemy targets your marriage on a regular basis. My question is, why do 50% of marriages, including Christian marriages, end in divorce? And Jesus answers that question very categorically and clearly, stating that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came so that they would have life and have it abundantly. God performed the first wedding ceremony between Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and the honeymoon barely began before Satan entered the picture and attacked them, causing feelings of shame and separation from God. Later in the scripture, we find when Satan couldn't defeat the patriarch Job through Boils, bankruptcy and bereavement, he attacked him through his wife. My dear brothers and sisters, your marriage is one of Satan's prime targets, and you forget that at your peril. So the question is, how can you protect your marriage? I will give you a few pointers. Number one, know your spouse's expectations. Are they realistic? Were they unexpressed or unknown until conflict arose in the relationship? Disappointment often manifests itself as anger. Remember that, right? Number two, familiarize yourself with your spouse's family history. In many ways, he or she is a product of the environment they grew up in. And the truth is, we build with the tools and fight with the weapons our parents gave us. And during quarrels and heated conversations, memories of parental anger, childhood abuse, and family arguments can influence how we react later when we get married, right? Thirdly, start praying for your mate, and better still, start praying with them. Jesus said, "If two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, 19 to 20. So encouragement for today is, my dear brothers and sisters, protect your marriage. It's one of Satan's biggest targets. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. Lord, we are highly, Lord, grateful to you for the privilege that you give to us to hear your word, the opportunity to stay in your presence, the advantage of enjoying the promises of your word by appropriating it in our lives through faith. We are grateful to you. Today, Lord, Father God, give us the grace to preserve, to protect, to provide for our marriages. Give us the grace, oh Father, that we'll prosper in our marriages. Give us the grace that, Lord, we will overcome every challenge, every trial, every test, every temptation in our marriage. And I pray that you will grant us the grace in the name of Jesus. Today, Lord, I thank you for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up the brothers and sisters who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, we rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For by the stripes of Christ, we were healed and made whole. We vow to give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.